Imam calls on French government to deport all foreign Islamist extremists without pity. By Kurt Zindulka on October 15, 2023. An imam in Paris has called upon the French government to immediately deport any migrants who are known to the police for Islamic extremism. In the wake of another suspected Islamist assassination of a teacher in France on Friday, Hassan Chalgoumi, the imam of the Parisian suburb of Drancy, has called Emmanuel Macron's government to go further in its efforts to combat terrorism. Chalgoumi argued that any foreigner who is on the government's extremist watch list, known as having an S-file, for radical Islamism should be removed from the country. The killing of Dominique Bernard on Friday was allegedly carried out by Mohamed Maghouchkov, who reportedly not only was on the extremist watch list but had also been set for deportation in 2014 alongside his entire family before pro-migrant groups successfully blocked their removal. Speaking to the Le Figaro newspaper on Saturday, Imam Chalgoumi said, "I support President Emmanuel Macron and his government in the fight against terrorism. But we must go further. I solemnly call on Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, to expel all S-files who are not French. All, without pity. They don't have any for us, let's not have any for them. Are we going to wait until they kill half our teachers? Our future is unclear. We must show that the Republic is firm." The imam went on to say that Islamists are focusing on France because the terrain is favorable to them, noting that political Islamism is present, both through the Muslim Brotherhood and certain far-left political parties which are taking advantage of the conflict for electoral reasons. Chalgoumi accused the leftist La France Insoumise, LFI, party of betraying and taking the Muslim community hostage by failing to properly condemn terrorism, saying, "These associations and parties feed on hatred and division. And bring the conflict to our territory. We have to say no, firmly, and show that we are together. We can support the Palestinian cause, I myself am for a two-state solution. But these barbarians from Hamas and Hezbollah have nothing to do with the Palestinian cause. By massacring children and raping women, they betray Islam and recreate the Shoah," the imam said. Chalgoumi also called on tech firms to do more to combat Islamist propaganda from infecting young people. "Our youth are fragile, lacking guidance and knowledge. The internet giants have a responsibility. I accuse Google, Twitter, TikTok and other social networks of being irresponsible." The call from the imam comes as the French government raised its emergency attack alert to its highest threat level. On Saturday, the government went on to announce the mobilization of up to 7,000 soldiers to bolster security measures throughout the country. Saturday also saw major attractions in France, the Louvre Museum and the Palace of Versailles, evacuated and shut down over reported bomb threats. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to Zindulka@Breitbart.com.